From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's episode, we talk about being grateful for each other, for your marriage, and for all that you've walked through together.
And there's an anonymous quote that says, "Gratitude is the best medicine. It heals your mind, your body, and your spirit, and it attracts more things to be grateful for."
It's good.
And that's what we're talking about in today's show. We're talking about being grateful for the two of you. And, you know, before we do that, we start every One Extraordinary Marriage Show with a hug. And a hug is really an opportunity for us to celebrate the victories within the one family, for us to celebrate what the two of you have either gone through or are going through and your victory in that. And this hug comes from a post in the One Family Facebook group that starts with, "Being intentional isn't static. It's a process of continually reevaluating." Tony and Elisa regularly remind us of that. And well, I'm so glad they did, because right now that mindset is saving us. My husband has been in the hospital for 3 weeks now, and each hour seems to be met with a new challenge. A week ago, we could at least have a coffee date here in the hospital. And days ago, we could even have dinner dates in his room. This week, he can only have ice chips and is too spent for any activity. Instead of giving up on being intentional, I did a reassessment of where we are now and what I can do to be intentional. I bought my coffee and asked for an extra festive cup. I filled it with ice chips and we sat together, him with ice, me with coffee. And you know what? It made him smile. He needs my physical love, so we found a way I can be in bed cuddling next to him. Just being here 12 hours a day is intentional. Stopping my job to help him breathe is intentional. I'm just glad it's become a habit.
Yeah.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Powerful.
Even during those tough times, right? I mean, this isn't an easy season in marriage for this couple at all. And so how are we intentional in taking action, even in these moments and times, you know, that we're all going to face them some way, shape, or form. And yet, through all that, how can we be grateful for us?
And really grateful for, you know, like this couple, grateful for the intentionality that they put into their marriage well before they ever needed to, or well before they were ever in a situation where intentionality looks a lot different. But like she said, that habit is still there. And, you know, this show is being released on Thanksgiving week.
And it's our grateful, thankful episode.
Grateful, thankful. Thank you. We actually looked, it's so funny. This is our 12th. Thanksgiving week show.
Is it really?
It is. I wouldn't count it.
Oh my gosh.
That's what happens when you've been doing a show for almost 12 years. This is the 12th one.
Wow.
And, you know, we actually went and looked at all the titles because Tony's like, you can't repeat a title, right? So I had to go through and I'm like, all right, what are we going to talk about? And, you know, in the past, as I was looking at the titles, looking at the show notes for those last 11 shows, a lot of what we focused on was expressing our gratitude to one another. Like, oh, you know, I'm thankful for it, right? So I'd be like, I'm thankful for Tony for doing X, Y, Z. And we encouraged you in those shows to really, you know, express that gratitude.
Absolutely.
And we still do. Don't get me wrong. Don't stop doing that just because we got a slightly different focus this year. But this year, what we started talking about, and it's partly just because of what we've been walking through in the last few months, specifically in all of 21, just this idea of going, what does it look like for us to be able to verbalize and express how grateful we are for us, for what we've walked through, for what we've accomplished, for who we are and the impact that we've had in our, you know, small corner of the world. And so to kind of change that mindset, because, and I've seen this with my coaching clients, sometimes you forget or you can just kind of become immune to the fact that your marriage doesn't just impact the two of you, to the fact that what the two of you have walked through is actually something to be grateful for on how you come out on the other side. You know, we can get so into this place of just being, you know, just in, I don't know, in routine, I guess is a good way to put it, that we lose sight of the fact that what would shift if we express that gratitude.
Well, and I always look at this as, what are the tests that you have been through mm-hmm. that are now your testimonies? Mm-hmm. And really that's where we're looking at with this episode. Grateful for us. What are the tests that you two have been through? And just taking a moment in time and just going, but now those are our testimony. Mm-hmm. That's what we get to walk on. That's what we get to stand upon and go, you know what? That's where we were. That's who we were. That's what we went through. And yet, this is where we are now. Mm-hmm. And now for some of you, you're like, yeah, that's not happening. Like, we're in the test. And I can totally understand that. Yeah, you may be in the test mm-hmm. right now. And even in this moment in time, you probably can still look back and go, what have we accomplished together? Mm-hmm. And not to say and to diminish what you're going through right now. Not at all. Because there are still tests that Elise and I are going through. And we still have to go through. For many of you, you may not know this, but our Instagram account got hacked. We've lost it. We are in the process of purchasing a business together with some friends of ours. We're going through stuff. Like our kids are still going through things. And there's still, you know, families and things that are happening, and yet we can take this moment mm-hmm. and go, what have we gone through mm-hmm. that we can be grateful for?
And, you know, it's such a powerful exercise, because even preparing for this show, I mean, I really think for me, this show kind of kicked off because I literally sent Tony a text, you guys, a few days ago that just said, you know, I'm grateful. I think it was like, I'm grateful for doing this life with you, or he's actually going to pull it up to see exactly what I said.
Let's see what she said.
Okay. I love that he keeps his phone on him while we're podcasting. That's super cute.
I'm so grateful to be married to you. And okay. I hearted it.
He did heart it.
I felt like at that moment in time,
there was nothing to say.
I didn't need to respond back to it. I wanted her to know that I loved what she shared with me.
And you know, I want to say something too. If you're in a place right now where we're finding what you're grateful for when it comes to the two of you, like Tony said, when you're walking through, if you're walking through the test right now, I want you to know that as we're talking through this show, it is okay to hold on to somebody else's miracle mm-hmm. and to use what they've gone through and what they've accomplished to restore hope mm-hmm. to your marriage. You might not be seeing it right now, but hold on to our story. Hold on to that hug that mm-hmm. we read at the top of the show, you know, a couple, 3 weeks in the hospital and you know, they're celebrating being able to have ice chips in a festive cup and cuddle together. Hold on to that, because other people's tests and their testimony, there is something in that for you, mm-hmm. right? Like when I look back, I mean, there are things, you guys, that I know if I was married to a different man, and I had this revelation. I mean, you know, Six Pillars of Intimacy, the book is out. You know, Tony pushed me through that book, literally some days pushed me through that book. But I know, you guys, I know that if I was married to a different man, the Six Pillars of Intimacy would not exist.
True. And if you haven't gotten your book, I would say you probably need to get it, because it is a wonderfully written book, and we really believe it is for this generation. So just go to sixpillarsofintimacy.com and you can grab it.
But it's not just that. Like, you guys, if Tony and I weren't married, if we hadn't walked through mm-hmm. so much of the stuff that we have walked through,
25 years of married, stuff, 27 years together,
right? If we hadn't walked through that, one extraordinary marriage might not exist. In fact, I would say it probably wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
If he hadn't bought podcast equipment that like totally infuriated me because it just sat for months and months and months when he first bought it.
And that was at a time when our financial intimacy had some massive cracks in it. That was right in the smack of the Great Recession, and we really didn't have that much money to spare on stuff. And I went out and spent, I think our equipment at the time was probably like $700-$800. Uh-huh. So it wasn't like we were like had extra cash just flush, you know, like no big deal. I mean, that was a big hit to our monthly cash flow. Mm-hmm.
But without it.
Mm-hmm. But without it, we wouldn't have had these conversations every week with one another for 12 years to connect with one another and to share our lives and to share the beauty that is marriage. Mm-hmm. To find our passion, to walk into something when you first start thinking this is just something fun. Like, this is just something that we can just share to get to a point now where, you know, we really believe in the one family. We believe in what we do. We believe in the purpose that's been put upon our lives. But there have been many struggles along the way, though, right? I mean, there have been many of heartaches and just tough times, like wanting to quit. I remember mm-hmm. me wanting to quit and, you know, just struggling to even come up with what do we talk about anymore to, gosh, we've talked about that in three different ways or five different ways. And how can we talk about it new and fresh so that even we're understanding in the growth process, but also helping the one family to see that as well. And yeah,
I wish you guys could see us right now. Literally, we both, you know, tears in our eyes, because this is a show every year. I'd have to go back and actually listen to the last 11, which I probably won't do, but
you won't do it.
I won't do it, but this is a show.
It's even hard for us. And for many of you who are starting podcasting and gone out and you stepped out and to hear your voice, sometimes even for us 12 years later, it's still sort of like, oh gosh, I could have said that better. Or man, why did I, what's going on right there? So to listen to episodes that we did 11 years ago, 10 years ago, that's tough to listen to. And yet sometimes I'll do it.
Yeah. This is why we always say, give us grace if you go back and listen to the old shows. But this is a show that gets emotional every year. And I think it's because sometimes expressing gratitude is emotional, right? Mm-hmm. When you think about where you've been and when you think about what you're grateful for, when you start looking at, and not just saying thank you to your spouse, you know, because you're a great provider, or you're a great father, or you're great, you know, whatever, thank you for, you know, cleaning up. But when you start going into, there's a level of vulnerability, you guys, that comes when you start saying, okay, how am I grateful? What am I grateful for when it comes to us?
And here are some examples, and I just want to pull that up. Some of you are, you have the gift of looking at a bathroom together. One of you has a strength in maybe the demolition. The other one has a strength of design. To tear that thing apart and to make it something new and to do it together, mm-hmm. that is something to be grateful for. And I'm going to tell you why. Because Elisa and I could not do that. We would not do that. But
yes,
I'm just,
this is Elisa laughing right now because that just sounds like ridiculously painful to me.
But for some of you,
absolutely,
that is what you need to be grateful for. Mm-hmm. Because you may just look at it and just go, oh, well, that's just what we do. Yeah, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. That truly is amazing. For some of you, you guys have the most epic game nights.
Mm-hmm.
Like truly, you have the most epic game nights, the way you set things up and you prepare it in the detail, the attention that you both have to make these moments special for the two of you. That's something to be grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
Elisa and I, we pull out Monopoly Deal. We play a couple of hands. We call it good and we move on.
And yet for us, that's really incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, for a lot of times you may find that the things to be grateful for, that you may actually have to listen to what other people notice about you.
Yeah, that's good.
We have been so blessed. You know, our last name is DiLorenzo. When Alex went to high school.
No. When I was in college.
Well, right. But what I was going to say is when Alex went to high school, you told him.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say, okay, go no. for it. I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
I cut in on that.
So this goes back to the episodes in the mid-80s when he was cutting me off, you guys. And by mid-80s, I mean episode 80s, not 1980s.
Yeah, not the 80s.
But when Alex went to high school, Tony said, look, they're going to start calling you D-Lo. And Alex is like, absolutely not. I will not be called D-Lo. Like, no way. Well, sure enough, Alex gets called D-Lo. Loves it. Everybody calls him D-Lo. Parents know him as D-Lo. They don't even know his first name. And
the reason being is when I was in college, all the guys I hung out with, my fraternity brothers, started calling me D-Lo. And that's and to this day, some of them that I'm still in contact with and know will just be like, what's up, D-Lo? And so that's where it got passed down. And I told Alex, I go, this is who you're going to be known as,
mm-hmm.
D-Lo. And he did. I mean, on the football field, it was just so amazing seeing him his senior year, that shortened year, which still to this day just frustrates me.
Let it go.
It's still a let it go one. But you would just hear the fans in the stand when he would make a sack or when he would get a big play. You would just hear everybody just going, D-Lo, D-Lo. And it was just like, oh, loved it.
So fast forward, Abby is a freshman last year. Well, he's a senior and she starts getting called D-Lo's little sister and baby D-Lo and this type of thing. And, but here's the beauty in this. Like we have, one of the things that I'm most grateful for when it comes to us is just how we have fostered the connection with our kids. And so now, earlier this year, in two different places, at the high school and at our church with a lot of the young adults, Tony and I started getting called Mama and Papa D-Lo. And, you know, it sounds kind of silly, and some of you may be laughing, going, that's like the silliest name, and that's okay. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you think it's silly. What matters is that part of our legacy, and one of the things I'm most grateful for, is that we haven't just been given an opportunity to love and to pour into our own children, but that that has actually grown so that like when I show up at the high school to pick up Abby, there are girls, you know, teenage girls who think that I'm at least cool enough to run up and say, hey, Mama D-Lo. And I get the first hug and Abby has to get like, you know, gets the second hug. Or, you know, we show up at church and there are young adults that are yelling across our foyer and saying, Mama D-Lo, Papa D-Lo. And you look at something so inconsequential as raising your kids. And I will tell you, it's not inconsequential because your marriage and the example that you set and how you impact that world. Oh my gosh. We talk about ripple effects and what it looks like to create this life of being able to express your gratefulness for your marriage. And we want to talk about what that conversation can look like, but let's do that after this break. We're back. And, you know, as I sit here and we talk to you guys about these conversations and being able to express how grateful you are for what your marriage is and what you've been through and what you've become, it really gets down to the heart of how the two of you build your emotional intimacy, right? Expressing gratitude, being able to have these real and vulnerable conversations, this is tapping into building strong emotional intimacy in your marriage. And
for some of you, and I'm going to just say this, and we've shared this in the past when we do our grateful or thankful, for some of you, the face-to-face can be a little daunting. So go on a walk and talk, sit, stand shoulder or walk shoulder to shoulder, change up the scenery, get to maybe the beach or the lake or the mountain or wherever that may be, the golf course, wherever that may be for you guys, go for a drive. For some of you, it may mean you just need to write down some stuff and share that with one another. That's all emotional intimacy. Like, let's be honest. I mean, this is how you guys are going to engage one another and stepping out sometimes. Sometimes you got to take a step of faith. And when we are dealing with gratitude and being grateful for us, there are times when you got to take a step of faith and go, I'm going to go for it. And I'm going to share where I'm at. And I know some of you are going, yeah, but I've been rejected, or I know we have episodes on all of those things. And I understand. I've been rejected many a times in my marriage, and there are still times when it does happen here and vice versa. And yet we still continue to walk forward. We continue to strengthen our pillars and we continue to take a step of faith.
Absolutely. And, you know, in doing this, I mean, for some of you, you're going to need to take stock of where did you start from, right? What have you overcome? I mean, recently a friend of ours posted a story on her Instagram and it was a story of, you know, Christmas lights all over their front yard.
I wish I could see that since...
Well, I see it right on my personal.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, this is on personal. We still have our personal accounts. Just as a side note... do the two-factor authentication, double check all your passwords, change your passwords, total random PSA in the middle of this show.
That's a side note.
But just, you know, take it from Tony and Lisa.
Grateful for those of you who shared that with us after we got hacked. So we're thankful for that.
Yes. But with this story that she posted on Instagram of this beautiful, you know, Christmas light all over their front yard and just the happiness in her little girl's face. She shared how she and her husband grew up in families where there were mental health issues and government assistance, where prisons came from giving trees and, you know, they were always just having to, you know, kind of make the best because there was never money for presents and things like that. And, you know, she shared, you know, our home is decorated, right? We have abundance now that we could have never imagined and only dreamed about. And, you know, it's their story of doing it together, being on the same team, overcoming, you know, part of what they're grateful for. And it came out in this post is just, what have we done together to change this legacy that we had been born into? Right. You know, for some of you, it's what have we been through as a couple? Right. You know, where are those times when you felt the world drop out from underneath you and you're still working together to build up your marriage? That is something to be grateful for. Because we know in the last 2 years, there have been a lot of times where you guys have had the world drop out from underneath you. Whether it's the loss of a job or the discovery of an affair or, you know, something else. And, you know, a client of mine recently discovered infidelity in their marriage and it has rocked them to the core, as it would for any couple. But I want you to know that one of the first things that they did was they got back into their coaching sessions and they recommitted themselves to being intentional and taking action. And while the world feels very upside down right now, there is gratefulness in that they're literally linking arms to rebuild their marriage, because they're going through a season, just like the hug with in the hospital, going through a season. You know, for others of you, as you start to step into this place of expressing what you're grateful for, you need to look at what your marriage has actually accomplished, right? And who you've impacted, because your marriage does impact people.
Stretch yourself. Too often we downplay our accomplishments to be humble or something. Don't. You have an amazing marriage and this is your moment to go, this is what we've done. This is your chance to beat your own drum and be like, wow, look what we have done.
You guys are only doing it for yourselves. It's not like you're posting this all, you know, like on a billboard downtown.
And if you want to, please do. It's okay, because that is your testimony. And us nor anyone else can take that. In all honesty, in this season right now, it's the best season to be sharing this because it gives others hope. And we need marriages to have hope right now for what's ahead, for what they're going through, to go, you know what, we've done that too. And Elise and I are not ones to be very boastful. In all honesty, we're not. But we go out with our friends. And it's funny because we'll be just hanging out. And I just shared that this is just a story. We honestly just go out with our friends, just hanging out, doing our thing. And it's our friends who somebody will ask, like, well, what do you do? And Elise and I are like, oh, you know, it's, you know, we're podcasters. We've written some books. And our friends are the ones who are like, no, they have the top rated marriage podcast. They've just written their sixth book. Like, they're the ones who boast for us. Elise and I tend to be chill about it. And yet there are definitely times when we'll pipe up and we'll say our things. So it's okay if you ebb and flow through that.
Well, that actually happened to me the other day. We were at an event at church, saw somebody that we knew from high school football.
Oh yeah.
Friends had come up and said, oh my gosh, congratulations on the book being a bestseller. Da, da, da. And they were just, you know, raving about Six Pillars. And this mom that I know from high school,
who we've known for five years.
Yeah. A long time. She looked at me, she goes, you write books? You've written a book? Or yeah, she goes, you've written a book. And I go, well, actually, it was our sixth one. And she goes, and you're a bestseller? And I was like, yeah. She goes, oh my gosh, you're a celebrity. And I had no idea.
Yeah, because we would, honestly, our boys played on the football team together. So we would see them and we'd hang out with them in the stands and just hang out. Like, it's just like, cool.
Like on a Friday night, my biggest claim to fame is being the loudest mom in the stands, right? That's my pride in that moment.
And most of the time she is.
There you go. You know, I just, you know, when you have a kid that plays defense, it's one of those things. But what I want to stress as we're wrapping up this show is there are things that this show has sparked. There are thoughts, there are memories, there are things that no matter what season you're in, no matter how long you've been married, that you can look at your spouse and say, I'm grateful for us because. And you're going to fill in that blank. And it may just be one statement. It may be a whole letter. It may be a whole conversation. Like, there's no right or wrong. But this week, express that to your spouse. Because like I said in the quote at the very beginning of the show, gratitude is the best medicine and it attracts more things to be grateful for. So don't let the day go by without actually looking at your spouse and saying, I'm grateful for us because. and filling in that blank. Your marriage, you need it. Your marriage deserves it. Your spouse will appreciate it. You got to do it.
Yeah. Hey, this week, as Elisa said, just write this down when you're stopped, not when you're driving. I'm grateful for us because we've, and then fill it in. That's what you got to do. That's how you're taking action this week. Be intentional, take action in your marriage. This is your week to do it. Share it, you know, sit down, do it together, go on a walk and talk, write it down, whatever is for you, go do it. And then if you want to share it with us, we'd love to see it. In all honesty, we'd love to see it. For those of you who are in the One Family Facebook group, post it there. If you're not in there, go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/onefamily. Come join us. We love hearing and supporting you guys as you take your marriage to extraordinary. So go on out there, go do this week, and we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.